world news from a source you can trust. True News with Rick Wiles. Standing up for faith, family, and freedom. No lies, no spin, no propaganda. True News is your alternative source for news. We report the real news. True News with Rick Wiles.
Welcome to True News, the end time newscast. I'm Rick Wiles, pastor of the Church of the Coming King in Chattanooga, Tennessee. This is a special broadcast. In 1998, the Holy Spirit suddenly got my attention when I was director of marketing of Trinity Broadcasting Network one day in April of that year, 1998. And I had a vision inside the TBN Chapel. I saw the United States of America on fire. I saw cities burning. I saw refugees fleeing the burning rubble that used to be American cities. It looked like a scene from Armageddon. I couldn't believe my eyes. And I asked the Lord, what am I seeing? And he said, this is your nation's future if she does not repent. And on that day in April 1998, Almighty God commissioned me to go forth into this nation and proclaim that judgment was coming to America because this nation had turned her back on the living God and had no longer worshiped the true living God of Israel, had renounced her Christian heritage. Well, those were a number of years ago. And I went on the radio in 1999 and I began to proclaim this message of repentance and humbling ourselves before God and crying out to the Lord for mercy and grace. When 2001, when the attacks came in September 11th of 2001, I thought the church would wake up. I thought the pastors and the evangelists and the big TV and radio ministries in America would wake up and realize that the hour was late and judgment was upon the land. But I was sadly mistaken. I was shocked. They did not wake up. The attack did not wake up the majority of the preachers in this country. In fact, they are in deeper sleep today than they were in 2001. I believe that we are now in the throes of judgment. I believe great calamities are coming to the nation. We have started to see it with the hurricanes and other natural disasters. There will be more natural disasters. They will be greater in frequency, greater in strength, greater in destruction. There will be more terrorist attacks. There will be strange, unusual things that will happen in the heavenlies, in the skies, as God cries out to this nation that judgment is here. And it is not only America. God is judging all the nations of the earth. We have entered that stage in prophetic time when God begins to judge the nations. Many times people ask me, where are we? They ask my opinion, where are we in Bible prophecy? And I always point to the book of the Revelation chapter 14. And John said, and I saw another angel fly in the midst of the heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people, saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of waters. And there followed another angel saying, Babylon is fallen, the great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast and his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture unto the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. I believe that's where we're at right now. This judgment is here. When I started the ministry, when God called me into this ministry in 1998, I was crying out that judgment was coming. But now judgment is here. The judgment has started, and yet a great delusion has come over the church, over the people, over the pastors and the preachers. They do not even perceive the lateness of the hour. One of the listeners of my radio program is Trevor Davis. And he started listening to True News in 2001. In November of 2005, he sent a cassette tape to me with a message that the Lord had given him called The Alarm. I listened to it. It greatly impressed me. I listened to it several times. And I immediately sensed that this was a message for the hour, that God wanted this message to be heard. I invited Trevor to come to our studios here in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and to deliver to you the word of the Lord that he was given in October of 2005, called The Alarm. Trevor Davis, welcome to True News.
Thank you, Rick.
Trevor, what is The Alarm?
It's a response to what the Lord has said. He's saying right now to sound the alarm in his holy mountain. The day of the Lord is at hand. He is telling us that are hearing his voice to proclaim right now and to make awake and the people of the Lord that are not aware of what's coming, his judgment. Because the Lord is standing up right now to judge. It is here, as you said, we are in the throes. February 1st of this year, 2006, that was the third day that I'd been hearing that in my spirit, that the Lord was saying, we're in the throes. And I don't even use that phrase. And I looked it up. I thought it meant, you know, that the things that I've been sensing, the judgment, the calamities that are coming, and the persecution, that the Lord was saying, you know, we're in the process. But if you looked it up in a dictionary, it's very specific.
What does throes mean?
It means this: in the midst of, especially of a difficult struggle. For example, the country was in the throes of economic collapse. It also means this: the noun throe, meaning a severe pang or spasm of pain, was at first used mainly for such physical events as childbirth or dying.
The fact that the dictionary used the example, throes of an economic collapse,
yes,
I believe may be a prophetic statement to us, because that's what I'm hearing in my spirit, that a great economic collapse is coming to the United States of America. Why? Because America's real God is the almighty dollar. Listen to what we call the U.S. dollar. We call it the almighty dollar. That's a common phrase. It is the God of this nation, and unfortunately, it is the God of many preachers, especially preachers on television. Over the last 20 years, they have perverted the gospel, and they have made the pursuit of wealth and comfort and material things the central message of their church and their ministry. But Jesus Christ did not go to the cross to make us materially wealthy. He went to the cross because we were on our way to eternal damnation, and we had no way out, and we needed a Savior, and his blood ran down the cross of Calvary so that we would be forgiven. If I never had a dollar in this world, I was given wealth beyond comprehension by the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross, because my sins were forgiven and I was given eternal life. But that's not the message that's preached today. It's a perverted, twisted, distorted gospel. And I believe God is going to strike down the God that these preachers are worshiping. And the true prophets, the true pastors, the true shepherds are going to come forward. Again, let's talk about the alarm. What is God saying to you? He's telling you to sound the alarm. What is this warning?
Well, it started coming forth in October of 2004. The Lord started opening up my spirit and my mind to not only the second coming, but we knew that was coming, but the Lord was just saying it's at hand. It's arriving. And I started meditating upon that, and I started writing, as I was reading Matthew 24, Jesus was talking about the end times and the signs of his coming and of the end of the age. And he talked about wars and rumors of wars, but the end was not yet. But when you see wars and rumors of wars and calamities and pestilence and plagues and famines, all these things together, and then and persecution, then you know that we're in the end times, the times of sorrows. And he talks about persecution. That was the first thing that I saw, that the Lord was saying persecution was coming, but his people were not prepared. And he wants you to prepare yourself now. Because Jesus said many will fall away. Many.
Trevor, the overwhelming vast majority of comfortable Christians in America have no comprehension at all that there's persecution coming, because they've been taught that there would be no persecution in the last days, because we've been given what I call a Yankee Doodle Dandy gospel. You know, this is where Uncle Sam is riding on the back of the horse with Jesus as they come through the eastern sky. We've wrapped the flag around the cross, and most Christians can't distinguish the difference between the two. And so we have a nationalized gospel. And so American Christians have been told there will not be any persecution of the Christians, right, in the last days.
And that's the issue. When you're not prepared for something and persecution does arise, you'll fall away, be offended, because Jesus said you're shallow. You have no depth or root in yourself, and you'll be offended. And Jesus said that you'll turn around and persecute the true other Christians.
What is going to bring this persecution? Is there anything specifically that the Lord has revealed to you is going to trigger the persecution?
Yes, the Lord has said that there's going to be multiple cataclysmic events that are coming, and they've already begun. And I had that word in January of 2005. Of course, we've seen many things coming, but as we see continued judgment in the economy, in the earth, earthquakes, volcanoes, storms, weather, signs in the heavens, the pressure will be so great that the world will grasp at something to stand upon, because they're going to see the things of this world eroding away, things that they trust, and with all their strength, they're going to try to bring it under control and dominance.
So government leaders, being perplexed by the things coming upon the earth, unable to control the situation, will naturally react by tightening the controls on the people.
Yes, but it's also a judgment of God, because we're going to losing our liberties and our freedoms as a judgment of God. And so we're going to see oppression and tyranny.
We're losing our freedoms and liberties because we've turned our back on God.
Yes.
He revealed that to me several years ago, because I've always been a great patriot and love America and our ideals. And then I came to realize that America doesn't exist anymore. And we're in a new world and a new age. And the America that I used to fondly believe would live on forever doesn't exist. It's gone. We now live under the Patriot Act. We don't live under the U.S. Constitution. We live under the Patriot Act, which is an unconstitutional, fraudulent piece of legislation that was thrust upon the American people after 9/11, and it repealed the Constitution of the United States. We're in a police state right now. But the Lord revealed to me that this is part of the judgment on America, because our rights and freedoms and liberties were God-given. The Founding Fathers said so. They said that these rights were given to us by our Creator. Well, the Creator can revoke the rights and freedoms and the liberties. And that's what's happening in America. The reason we're into this police state nation at this time is because we have turned our back on God, and we will see more Nazification of America. We will see more police state mentality arising in the country, more surveillance, more cameras, more technology, facial recognition technology, biometric ID cards, microchips. All of this is coming because we have turned our back on God, and so now God has revoked our freedoms and our rights and liberties, and he's allowing us to live under the oppression of men. What you're saying, Trevor, is that God's showing you that as the calamities increase and the wars and the terrorism and the economic upheaval, the government of the United States will respond by imposing very stringent controls upon the populations. And they'll have to do it because of the chaos, the panic, yes, the fear that will be in the land.
That's absolutely right. In a natural way, it'll be very logical, very logical. And the Lord said that they that kill you will even think they're doing God's service. It'll seem logical.
But why will they kill and persecute Christians?
Because a delusion is coming into the land. And if you're not believing the delusion and going along with the lie, you're going to stand out as an opposer. And they cannot tolerate that because things will be so out of control, you have to keep things calm and in control. You cannot have people speaking differently.
So as these catastrophes increase, natural disasters, terrorist attacks, economic upheaval, there will be end time prophetic voices rising up in the land, proclaiming the word of the Lord.
Yes.
Telling people that Jesus Christ is coming soon, that this is the end of the age, that this is the time when God shall judge the nations. And the government will react in fear to that message. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. Because the governments are in line and in league with a false leader and a false system and a false gospel.
So the government, not only the United States government, but governments around the world will then begin to persecute, round up, arrest, imprison, and kill the end-time preachers.
Right. Going back to October of 2004, what I was seeing was that persecution was coming and that people were not prepared. But the Lord had told me that I was to write the things that I was seeing and hearing. And I have one of my articles that I wrote back then about the persecution, and I'd like to read a little bit about it.
Go ahead.
From the Gospels, this is what the Lord Jesus said would take place for his disciples, his true followers, those that are listening to his voice and abiding in him. He said, you're going to be hated for my name's sake. You're going to be persecuted. You're going to be betrayed by the closest associations. He said, you're going to be taken into custody. They'll put you in prison. You're going to stand before governors, kings, and authorities to speak for God. Jesus said they're going to beat you in the synagogues. And synagogues were the meeting place for God's people in Jesus' day. And some of you will be executed. So all of these things are what Jesus said would take place for his true disciples. So you want to be prepared. And that's what I'm trying to get across, is that you have to, as a disciple of the Lord, be prepared for what's coming, or else you'll be offended. Like Jesus said in Matthew 24, you'll give up because you don't have root in yourself. And you'll actually come against God's little ones. And the Lord had said, if you come against one of my little ones, it would be better for you to have a millstone tied around your neck and you'd be thrown into the sea. And that's the severity. You better hear the Lord right now calling you to prepare, because lest you give up and turn against God's little ones in these coming days, because there is going to be a betrayal like a Judas. There's going to be professing believers, people that are religious, that are going to actually come against God's little
ones. All right, now this is what I wanted to ask you. This end-time persecution is coming. Is it going to come against every pastor and evangelist and every church member, or only certain ones?
It's not against the religious people. And if you look at Acts chapter 4, Jesus...
Are you distinguishing that there is a difference between the religious and the saved?
The Lord is distinguishing. The Lord is dividing right now as we speak, those that are hearing his voice, those that will not hear his voice, those that are going to walk with him, and those that will not walk with him. He's separating the sheep from the goats. And this dividing is taking place right now. And the Lord says, and he says this in Matthew 23 when he talked about the whited sepulchers. He said, you appear white, as whited sepulchers, beautiful on the outside, but in the inside, you're dead men's bones and corruption and hypocrisy. And he talked about they were actually literally opposite of the Lord. They were exalting themselves. They loved accolades and titles. They weren't listening to the Lord. It was their own word, their own agenda. And the Lord was against that. So you have a religious system that looks like they're serving the Lord, but they don't really love God.
There is very much taking place in this country an alliance between the religious right and the new Roman Empire that's rising up. And you can see it with this political alliance between so-called conservative political leaders and factions and groups and the so-called religious right, where they have endorsed biometric technology. I've heard leading evangelical Christian leaders endorse biometric identification technology, saying that this, get used to it, it's a way, this is the way of the future. And I'll just give you a name. Pat Robertson of 700 Club has endorsed biometric identification. A number of evangelical leaders have either endorsed or just been silent about the torture of terror detainees. And of course, nobody wants to appear like they're supporting, you know, the rights of terror detainees. But we're talking about human beings, and we're talking about the United States of America. And in the last several years since 9/11, the neocons have made torture an acceptable practice in America, which is a frightening thing to me, because America should never endorse torture. But a lot of conservative people in this country have accepted the concept of torture. Because, hey, we're torturing terrorists. What's wrong with that? What they don't understand is that somebody are going to torture you, because you have participated in making torture acceptable in a country that a few years ago, the concept was abhorrent, that we, America, would torture human beings. But the religious right has participated in endorsing it. The religious right has participated in a number of perversions in recent years as this Nazification has taken over in America. Where does, or let me ask you this, Trevor, what do you see the establishment religious leaders in America, and I'm talking about evangelical conservative leaders, the religious right, do you see them turning against the end time church, the remnant Christians, the end time preachers? Do you see them turning against them and literally becoming snitches for the military police state that is taking control of America right now?
Rick, any believer, any leader, any Christian that's not listening to the voice of the Lord and not knowing what he's doing will be completely deceived. Same if you read Acts chapter 4, Herod, Pilate, the rulers of Israel, and the people stood against the Lord Jesus Christ, and they executed him, thinking they were doing God's service. Secondly, they had the same thing happen to the apostles.
So we're going to see the same principles, the same things that happened in the early church will happen at the end of the church age.
Consider this. The leaders of Israel, they believed in God. They believed in a Messiah. They believed in the scripture, yet when the Messiah had arrived, they couldn't even perceive it. They couldn't receive him.
So the people who tortured and persecuted, well, first of all, who you know, they beat and whipped and tortured Jesus Christ and then ultimately put him to death, and then later tortured the early church. It was the emperor, it was the Roman Empire, and the religious leaders.
Yes, and the Gentiles, just the basic world.
And the basic people. Average people who responded to the cries of the religious leaders. Mm-hmm. Because the religious leaders were the ones whipping up the public anger against Jesus Christ and against his disciples.
So if you have a religious people today that are not hearing the voice of the Lord, they're not regarding the acts of God, they don't know what God is doing right now. By the way, what God is doing right now is judging. He's standing up to judge right now. And he's going to make war against the kings and against the kingdoms. That's what the Lord has said. He's going to judge the high and the lofty and the proud look. That's in Isaiah chapter 2. So if you don't know what the Lord is doing, and what the Lord is doing is coming back to judge, you're going to be opposed to the true believers that are standing up for the truth, proclaiming what the Lord is saying and doing.
And you're saying that the persecution that's coming in the last days will be identical to the pattern of persecution in the early church.
Absolutely, and it's a tremendous honor and privilege, and that's why we prepare ourselves and understand it, and we can look up and rejoice that our redemption draws nigh.
So they will arrest us.
Yes.
In the synagogues. Isn't that what happened? They arrested
they'll
them.
They'll take you into the councils, and they'll beat you in the synagogues. Yes. Put you in prison. Some of you they'll execute. Some of you will be speaking the testimony, will be proclaiming the kingdom of God. And that is the message. The kingdom of God is at hand. And they'll persecute you for that. If you love the truth, if you have to buy the truth and sell it not, you have to love the truth. Otherwise, God will give you over to believing this delusion and the lie.
Well, see, the American church has been taught a lie, and they have believed a lie, and that is that there is a pre-tribulation rapture, and that the church is taken out before any of these things take place, and those people who believe that, to me, are the ones who are going to be swept up into this delusion that is now coming on the land. And when these great calamities increase and the judgments of God increase in severity, those people that have been believing this pre-tribulation rapture lie are going to either fall away from the church and just walk away from the faith, or they're going to turn against and persecute the people who are saying, we told you, we tried to tell you, there is no pre-tribulation rapture. You're going to have to endure to the end. You're going to have to walk through this time of tribulation and believe in the Lord. They're going to turn against them, mm-hmm. and they're going to hate them, because they're going to realize, hey, we believed a lie. What do you see? We have a few minutes in this first half of this program. What do you see? How will the church, the true church, survive this time?
The Lord is saying that to sound his alarm in his holy mountain, because the day of the Lord is at hand. He's saying to seek his face, and he's saying to hear his voice. You must enter your secret chamber, shut the door, that you may be hid in the day of the Lord's anger. And that's where you need to go. That's where you need to be right now. That is the solution. You must go to the Lord and be listening to what he's speaking, and let the scales fall off your eyes. If you haven't seen this, you have to respond to the alarm of the Lord right now. Perhaps you didn't see it. Perhaps you didn't know it. But Hebrews 11:7 says, by faith Noah, being warned by God, moved in fear and prepared an ark to the saving of his family.
Hold that right there. That scripture right there, we could talk for another half hour, and we're going to in the second part of this special broadcast of True News. We're going to talk about as in the days of Noah, because Jesus said his second coming would be as in the days of Noah. We need to study the scriptures about what was going on in the days of Noah, and it will give us clues about what will be happening in this hour when Jesus Christ comes back. We don't want you to be caught off guard. We don't want you to be taken by surprise. I'm telling you, as a pastor, as an evangelist, I'm telling you as an end time watchman, if you are listening to any minister in any church or television or radio program, and he or she is telling you that there is no judgment taking place right now, and that God is not going to judge America, and that these earthquakes and tsunamis and pestilence, that this is not judgment, I'm telling you that if you're listening to such a man or woman, you need to turn it off. They are not of God. They are false prophets. They're lying to you. They're telling you what you want to hear, not what you need to hear. A true man of God will tell you the truth. The Bible says a true prophet will prophesy of war, famine, and pestilence, not of riches, wealth, and prosperity. The land is full of false prophets. You can turn on religious television and see them every night preaching good times, happy times, better times coming. But God says false prophets, they're liars and they're deceivers. This is the end of the age, and Jesus Christ is coming back soon. Don't be swept up into this delusion, this mist and smoke that is drifting across the land, putting people into a spiritual coma. Believe on the Lord. He's coming soon.